This was a very busy weekend at the parish. Friday night, we had the fifth grade girls basketball team from the school play in their tournament up at St. Henry Athletic Complex. That was a lot of fun. I think the Kentucky Wildcats can learn a lot from our fifth grade team. Friday night also, we had the Knights of Columbus dance, and that was a huge success. It was mentioned that, you know, all the proceeds for that go to Father Lewis, you know, the Haitian priest that was here a couple Wednesdays ago. And I'd like to announce that last weekend, for the second collection for Father Lewis, we raised over $4,700 just in that collection. And that's not including the dance proceeds as well. So thank you so much for your generosity. And then yesterday we had the funeral for a parishioner, Mrs. Etta Garcia. May she rest in peace. And then last night I had a wedding for one of our RCIA members down at the cathedral. So if there's any young men who would like to be a priest, you know, that would be great. You can participate in all these grace-filled moments, you know, as well. In the first reading, you know, this is placed some 1,000 years before Christ. We hear about David, who was a simple shepherd, who struck the mighty Goliath of the Philistines. And we hear about King Saul, who was jealous of David's popularity, and so much so that he tried to kill him. He saw David as a threat to his throne. They lived by the law of retaliation then, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. This little rule was used to govern the amount of revenge that you can give a person. Since David was being hunted by Saul, he was entitled to retaliate to get to Saul first. When he had the chance to take Saul's life, he did not take it. And in this, we see a prefigurement of the gospel. He sensed a higher law at work, and that higher law is the law of forgiveness. In the gospel, our Lord is teaching us how to treat others, and not only those we like, but those we don't like, and those who don't like us. And instead of retaliation, we hear the words, "Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who maltreat you. Turn your other cheek. Give and expect no repayment." This is not based on man's law, but rather the higher law, which is Almighty God's. If we do good to those who do good to us only, what is praiseworthy about that? Don't the pagans do the same? Rather, something must set us apart. And what sets us apart? That we are indeed followers of Christ, to do what he did, to do good to those who even didn't like him. It should be Christ's example and his light shining in the darkness, not the worldly ways. We shouldn't let the world dictate morals and values to us, but rather, what does the Lord lay down to us? We see the example that the Lord has shown. When he was struck on the cheek, he said, "Why do you hit me?" He didn't retaliate, but rather responded in meekness. On the cross, we hear the words, he was talking to those, you know, who put him to death, who were crucifying him, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He forgave them that offense. We see the example of countless saints who went before us, who did the very same thing when they were being put to death for their following Christ. The first martyr, Saint Stephen, "Father, don't hold this sin against them." St. Paul, Mickey, and companions, "Father, forgive those crucifying us." So this law of forgiveness, the law of Christ, is a higher example. Maybe a contemporary example. You know, maybe I've used it before. And after World War II, the United States had the policy of rebuilding those nations that we were at war with. Or maybe, let's take maybe even a practical level. You know, I'm sure when we've been driving, maybe we've been the victim, or maybe we ourselves have experienced road rage. I remember one time I was driving and I pulled out and I accidentally cut somebody off. And well, that car behind me, you know, sped up, and I experienced all sorts of sign language, you know, from him, and I saw his mouth moving real fast and what he was saying. So we stopped at a stoplight. He pulled up right next to me. I rolled down the window, and I said, I'm sorry. And he said, "That's okay, Father. No problem. That's all right." He saw my collar. But anyway, you know, instead of, you know, getting mad when, you know, someone maybe cut us off, or, you know, we want to be careful on the road and, you know, be charitable and forgive those who may not be driving as well as they should. Maybe, you know, we don't really know what they could be going through as well. You know, maybe they were going to an emergency, or maybe they heard some sort of bad news, or maybe they just got up on the wrong side of bed. To have a reaction that is Christ-like is what breaks the cycle. It sets the world back on its course. This is precisely what the Lord did on the cross. He took all those sins as if he committed them, and he forgave them. Imagine what we deserve for putting the Lord to death. He forgave us, though. He got us out of the cycle of retaliation and violence. It is indeed a tall order to live by, especially that it's so countercultural. But it is precisely the Christian who stands up against the ways of the world and says there is a better way to live. If the world hates you because of it, know that it hated the Lord first. That better way is the way of Christ, our God, our King, our Good Shepherd. That's what he taught us. And may we follow it. We pray for the grace to forgive. Maybe we can. There's a beautiful movie called Imagine. It's about that song, that powerful Christian song, Imagine. I can only imagine. And you know, it's a beautiful story about forgiveness. And it asks the question in that movie: is there someone in your life that you need to forgive? And who is it? May we have the grace to forgive that person, whoever may have hurt us in any sort of way. Even if you feel you just can't, try anyways. Pray for the grace to forgive. Again, it's what moves the world back on its course. Prayer can break all barriers. Maybe our prayer, you know, doesn't change, you know, the person, but it should change our hearts and help us to accept, you know, the Lord's will. So be the salt of the earth, the light set on the mountaintop, the light of Christ and his example that he has shown us. Be Christ for one another.